把以下的时间交给史伯成史弟兄。
The worship team just sang a song, "This World is Not My Home." And this is a song from African brothers. And it is a song written by the black. And I say that each race, they have a special flavor for their songs. And the next time when we sing this song, let's try to remember this flavor. Let's read a couple of verses together. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, 24 through 29. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sins, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and sparkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted, were drowned. Let's get to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. Verse 1 through 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she laid him for 3 months. But when she could not hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and peach. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at the distance to find out what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile, with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she laid pity on him and said, "This is one of Hebrew's children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Exodus chapter 3, 1 through 6. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in the blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Verse 13 and 14. Then Moses said to God, Behold, I am going to be sent of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your father has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Now you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Chapter 4, 1 through 10. Then Moses said, What if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? For they may say, The Lord has not appeared to you. The Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? Then he said, A staff. Then he said, Throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. But the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand and grab it by its tail. So he stretched out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his head, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. The Lord furthermore said to him, Now put your hand into your bosom. So he put his hand into his bosom, and he took it out. Behold, his hand was leprous like snow. Then he said, Put your hand into your bosom again. So he put his hand into his bosom again, and when he took it out of his bosom, behold, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. If they will not believe you, or heed the witness of the first sign, they may believe the witness of the last sign. But if they will not believe even these two signs to heed what you say, then you shall take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground, and the water which you take from the Nile will become blood on the dry ground. Exodus chapter 12. 1 through 14. Beginning of the month for you, and it is for the first month of the year to you. Take one from the lamb for themselves, according to the father's household, a lamb for each household. It is too small for them, and the neighbor knew that to take one according to the number of persons in them, according to what each man shall eat. You are to divide the lamb. The lamb shall be an unblemished male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goat. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it onto the two doorposts and put on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that same night, roast with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not let any of it raw or boil at all with water, but rather roast with fire, both its head and its legs along with its entrails. And you shall not leave any of it over until morning, but wherever it is left of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. You shall eat it with this stuff in hand, and you shall eat it haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And where I see blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it at a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generation, you are to celebrate.
我们读14章,
Chapter 14,
13-20.
But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. As for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will honor through Pharaoh and all his army, though the chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. When I am honored through Pharaoh, though his chariots and his horsemen. Then the angel of the Lord, who has been going before the land with him, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood between them. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was a cloud along the darkness, yet it gave light at night. Thus the one did not come near the other night.
Chapter
14:26-31. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over the chariots and the horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state by daybreak, while the Egyptians were fleeing right into it. Then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. Even Pharaoh's entire army had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them remained. But the sons of Israel walk on dry land through the midst of the sea, and the water were like a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed the Lord in his servant Moses.
我们读新约哥林多前书第五章第七节。
New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed.
因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 2. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
好,希伯来书第四章说到最重要的话。
In Hebrew chapter 11, it talked about the most important message. It talked about the city that has foundation. And then that is indeed the New Jerusalem at the end of time. Now this city is not a physical city. And in this city is the work that the Lord has done to each one of us. When the Lord comes again, when all the work is done, when our work is finally revealed, and now we become the city with foundation. So now all the overcomers are now in this city. We talked about Abraham. We talked about Jacob.
And
today we're going to talk about Moses.
Moses is a big
And Moses is a great figure. We're going to spend two times talking about Moses. The lesson is going to be condensed. Because Moses is the leader in the Old Testament. Just like how Paul, he is the leader in the New Testament.
圣经头五卷书,
Now the first five books in the Bible are written by Moses. And in fact, the whole Testament came out from these five books that Moses wrote. So Moses indeed is a great figure. And in fact, in this city, he will be one of the most important foundations. So God chose him to serve as an example to us. So that through him, we learn how to live our life. And through him, we learn of the paths we should take. The experience we should have. So that's why Moses is quite important. But then Moses is not only important because he gave us the commandment. But in fact, he built a path in front of the Lord. When he was born, he was born when the Israelites were under the hardest of times. And at that time, all the Israelites are serving as slaves in Egypt. And then the Pharaoh of Egypt at that time is a strong man. And then he gave the order, he killed all the male children of Israel. So that his mother hid Moses. Because this Pharaoh wanted to kill off the race of Hebrews. But then now Moses was born. And then his parents saw that he was beautiful. And they did not want to kill him. So that they put him into this basket. And to cover it over with tar and pitch. And then they put it into the bank of the Nile.
松香这个字,
a tar.
和新月的救赎是一个字,
is the same word of redemption. That our natural life is a life of destruction. But only through God's redemption that our life could be preserved.
在神的安排底下,
so that through the God's arrangement, that now the daughters of Pharaoh just came by to the river of Nile. And then this daughter, and this is a famous woman. And in fact, she later on became the first female pharaoh. And indeed became the only female pharaoh of Egypt. And she became the queen. And she is the one that saw Moses. And she saw these Hebrews children. And then she drew him out. And gave him a name. Call him Moses. The meaning of Moses is that I drew him out of the water. So in fact, that is become the experience of Moses. That God keep drawing him out in situations. He was drawn out from the water. He was drawn out from the kingdom. He was drawn out from the wilderness. And then he was ruled out from his natural self. And then at the end, he was put into glory. So his name, the meaning, is to be drawn out. So Pharaoh's daughter wanted to call Moses her own son. So that she find these Hebrews a mother to nurse him. And in fact, this person who took care of Moses was his own mom. And this mom raised up Moses. And told him that he was Israel. And to let him know what is his commission. And what God has given to the race of
Hebrew.
So that when Moses grew up, he did not want to be called an Egyptian. Because he did not want to live a life for the temporary pleasures in sin. And yet he would rather take on the suffering with God's people. And then that's what the Hebrew told us. Because he has seen what is unseen. So that he has the faith to endure. And he choked the Israelites with him 40 years in the wilderness. And in the beginning, that wasn't his mission. But then in the beginning, he wanted to protect an Israelite. And in Moses was indeed a very strong man. So he used one punch and then he killed an Egyptian. And I say, if it was up to me, I probably wouldn't be able to save the Israelites by punching the Egyptians. And Moses, on the other hand, is also very clever. And Moses is indeed very educated and he has all the knowledge in the world. And Moses was a great scholar. But for this, since he killed an Egyptian, now he has to run away into the wilderness. And then at that time, he was really discouraged. And in the wilderness, there was nothing for him. But one day, God called up on him. And at that day, he was pasturing the flock. And then now through a blazing bush, God called up on Moses. And he sees this blazing fire on this bush. But yet the bush is not consumed. Now Moses thought about it and he couldn't make sense out of it. And how can the fire be burning on the bush yet the bush is not consumed? So he says, I must turn aside now to see this marvelous sight. Why is this bush not burned up? And then God now called to him. And God said, Moses, Moses.
He
said, remove the sandals from your feet. For this place you're standing on is holy ground. God used this blazing bush to call up on Moses. What is this blazing bush? Now the fire itself is a representation of God. And bush is our natural life. And in fact, this bush is our natural corrupted life. When God created the beginning, He did not create a bush. But it's after man has fallen. Then after more man has fallen, God created a bush. So in fact, a bush is a representation of man's corrupted life. So one day we see the thrones on God's head. God had to put on the thrones of a throne. Meaning that he has now took on the burdens of our corrupted life. On that day the bush was blazing. And that is a representation of the incarnated word. God wants to reveal himself through a flesh. And yet, the bush is not burned. Even though the fire is on the bush. But yet, the fire is not burning the bush as a fuse. When God reveals himself in Christ, that's a great symbol. That through the flesh of Christ, God reveals himself to us. That when Christ became the incarnated Word, God sent us a form of Him that we may know. A form of Him that we may experience. Someone that we can understand. Someone that we could take our own perspective on. Someone that we can obtain. Even though the bush is burning in fire. And that is a symbol in 2,000 years, that is the church. In 2,000 years, the history of this church. That God reveals Himself through His church. To reveal Himself in man. And this is the greatest thing in the Bible. In 1 Timothy verse
3:16,
he says, Paul said that the greatest secret of all is that no one would understand. And the greatest secret that no one could understand is that God revealed Himself in flesh. And to be glorified by His Spirit. And to be witnessed by the angels. And to be spread to the nations. And for people to understand. And until the end, He is glorified. And this Bible gives us the principle. It talked about Christ. It talked about the church. It talked about how God reveals Himself in flesh. And in fact, today God wants to reveal Himself in you. And every time when God reveals Himself in us, every time it happens, that's when the Spirit is glorified. This is when angels are the witness. And that's when His name is spread to the nations. And that's when men believe in Him. And that's when He is glorified. And in fact, this burning bush is an example of the church for the 2,000 years. And it also talked about Moses. And in Moses' life of 120 years, how God reveals Himself in Moses' flesh. Now Moses has done a lot of signs and miracles. But then those signs and miracles are not the most important. But the most important thing that Moses
did
is that Moses revealed God through him. So that's why the Bible called Moses the godly man. Because Moses brings God to us. When we see how Moses lived his life, we could see the fire God revealed Himself. A blazing fire in the bush. Called Moses. And asked Moses to lead the millions of Israelites to depart from Egypt. And then Moses was shocked. And then he said, who am I to go talk to Pharaoh? And who am I to lead the millions into the wilderness? So God gave him three miracles. So he says, through these three miracles, you take this with you to go see Pharaoh. And with these three miracles, you are going to lead the millions out of Egypt. And these three miracles are indeed very important. The first miracle, God asked Moses, what is in your hand? And Moses said, a staff. And then this step is very important to Moses. Because to live in the wilderness, you need a staff. You need this staff to walk. You need this staff to protect yourself. And then this staff is truly important to Moses. What does a man rely on the most? What does a man rely on the most? A man relied on himself the most. Someone who is smart would rely on himself. But yet someone who is not so smart also relied on himself. And then in fact, all men rely on themselves. What is in your hand? a staff.
把它丢在地上,
and he said, throw it on the ground.
它变成一条蛇,
and then after you throw it, it became a serpent. And then Moses freed from it.
神都说,
and then the Lord said, grabbed it by his tail.
他人就变个杖,
and then it became a staff again.
这个杖太重要了,
and this staff is important.
摩西下面的年日,
because in all his days, Moses used this staff as a symbol of his authority.
请做一切的事,
and he used this staff to do every one of his things. His staff is with him all his way. And then what we are holding on, we're holding on to ourselves. But I tell you, everything we hold on to is a serpent. And then our natural life is full of the serpent's life. So God said, grab it by his tail. And that is the testimony of us. And then whenever we receive Christ, we are now turned upside down. We are changed completely. So after we believe in the Lord, when we spread the gospel, we don't use our mouth, but it's through the life of our living. And that is a testimony. Before I believe in the Lord, I had a hot temper. And then I don't get into many arguments. And then I don't get into many fights. But then I did get into three big fights. If you come curse at me, you will see my fist. If you use your mouth, I will run you over with my fist. But after I believe in the Lord, I am now upside down. And it's now been 67 years. I don't remember many times I have used my temper. People will think that at home, my sister will have a better temper than me. But then I don't mean to tell you this, but in fact, I am the one that has a better temper. We don't get into any arguments because mostly of me. Because my temper is now gone. Now, after you believe in the Lord, have you have your temper? And how can you say it out loud that my temper is still with me? How can you be so proud when you say that my temper is still with me? Now I ask you to become a testimony. How do people tell that you have believed? If your temper still stays the same, then what have you changed? When the Lord reveals and leaves his life in us, our life is now upside down. Now we hold to the staff from the tail end. And that is now our spiritual life. And that is now our sovereignty. The second miracle. Put your hand into your bosom. And then you take it out. And then Moses was a great man. He was an educated man. He was an awesome man. But then now when he took out his hand, his hand was now leprous like snow. That means that whatever comes out from us is leprous. All the things, all the miracles. When you take out water from the river, pour it on the ground, and it becomes blood. Anything from this land is death. So Moses gave God three miracles. And God asked him to go forth. And then now Moses asked him a question. And then if the people ask me, who is the Lord that sent me? What do I say? How do I tell them who you are? And then in the Bible, a lot of times God's name is mentioned. But they're all different names. And each time there's a different meaning. Because God doesn't really need a name. God is God. But God is a name. And God is a description. And description and illustration of who God is. So when Moses said, who do I tell the people that you have revealed to me? And then God said that my name is I Am. And then he said, I am who I am. And then God says, I am who I am. I am. I think we've talked about this before. So today I'm just going to briefly go over. Just like American is a country who writes checks. For us Americans, we write checks. When we write 100, it's 1 and then 2 zeros.
1,000
is 1 and 3 zeros.
下面这样写个字，最后一定写个字，写个 only.
Oh, and then after you say 1,000 on the check, you'll say 1,000 only.
Exact.
And then when someone will say 1,000 exact,
100块钱啊,
if it's 100,
一分不能多拿,
if it's 100, it's not 100 and 1 cent.
你是不是这样写的呀?
And then is that how you write your check?
今天你给我那支票写, only,
today, if you write a check to me, how about you don't write the word only?
你敢不敢写?
Would you write that blank check?
不好意思说不讲,不给,不能写的啊。
Would you write that check?
神给我们个支票?
But God gave us his check.
这个一下面没有 only.
And he said one, and then he didn't fill out anything else.
支票是 open 的。
It is a blank check.
没有写完啊。
It is a blank check.
神的名字我就是。
And God says, I am.
这句话没讲完啊。
He did not finish his sentence.
你是什么呢?
What? So who is God?
下面是你来填。
But then God is I am, and then it's a blank.
我需要智慧。
A blank. If you,
我就是智慧。
If you need wisdom, then God become I am wisdom.
你要能力。
If you need strength,
我就是能力。
Then God now becomes I am strength.
你要圣洁。
If you need holiness,
我就是圣洁。
Then God becomes I am holiness.
你要什么?
What do you need?
神就是什么?
God is what you need.
这叫做神的名字，我就是。
And that's in fact who God is. God is I am.
我们拿到那支票。
And now we have received this check.
这边没有 only。
It doesn't end with only.
这边我来填的,
it's a check that for you to fill out.
神给我们的信任多大?
And this is what God has given us.
有这个名字,
with his name.
天下去的,
everything you ask for, you will receive.
有这个名字,
with his name.
任何环境都能胜过,
you can overcome any circumstances.
神的名字叫我就是,
because God's name is I am.
下面神带领以色列,带领摩西,带领以色列出埃及了,
and then now after that we're going to talk about how God leads Moses and his people out of Egypt.
到下面要过红海,
and now they have to pass through the Red Sea.
以色列人一出埃及啊,
and then after the Israelites left Egypt, millions of Israelites, they have a big group of people.
老老少少的,
there is the elderly and there is the children,
男男女女的,
there's male and there's the female,
他们怎么走得好呢?
And then they're not really walking in order.
法老发动全军追,
so Pharaoh sent his whole army to go after them.
他后悔了让以色列人出埃及,
because Pharaoh now regret and he did not want the Hebrews to go.
这个以色列人跑得过埃及的军兵吗?
Now is there any way this group of people could outrun his army?
一下就追上了,
the army caught up to them quickly.
以色列人走路的时候,
and then so when the Israelites walk,
是用云火柱在前面开路,
but there is the cloud and there is the fire that opens the path for them.
这个云火柱你怎么想象你想不到那么伟大的?
Now the pillar of clouds and the pillar of fires are greater than anything you can imagine.
遮盖几百万以色列人啊,
because this pillar cover up these millions of Israelites.
那么大的云柱火柱啊,
now this is indeed a great pillar.
在前面引路,
and then a pillar to lead them.
白天云柱,
in the daytime is a pillar of cloud.
晚上火柱,
and at nighttime is a pillar of fire that leads them.
这两个有个预表了,
now these two pillars are special as well.
预表圣灵,
a pillar of cloud is a representation of the Holy Spirit.
火柱预表圣经,
and the pillar of fire is the Bible.
2,000年神百姓走路,
and in these 2,000 years, the way that we walk,
云火柱引领教会直到今日,
is the same pillars that led us for these 2,000 years.
有些时候我们光景敏感,
sometimes our circumstances maybe are not so well. Maybe we're like in the daytime.
圣灵带我们走路,
if we're walking in the daytime, the Spirit leads us.
有时我们里面光景不这么明锐,
but at time now we're in a darker situation.
这和罪没有关系了,
I'm not talking about sins.
我们走路凭什么呢?
And when we walk, what will we rely on? We then walk by the pillar of fire. We walk by the pillar of cloud. Through the Spirit and through the Bible. So when we walk, we follow the Bible. Because God used His words through His Bible to lead us. By daytime is the pillar of fire. By nighttime, the pillar of fire. The Spirit and the Bible leads us by 2,000 and some years. And
it
will lead us forevermore. Now, do you have the Spirit and do you have the Bible? And that day, the cloud
was
killed. Now, the Pharaoh's army caught up to them. And then the pillar now has come behind this group of people. And then the Israelites could see the Pharaoh's army through the pillar of cloud. But yet the army could never catch them. Because they're now separated by the pillar of cloud. And now the people have got to the Red Sea. And now all the Israelites see is that behind them is the army and in front of them is the Red Sea. And now they start complaining to Moses. And then Israelites is the race who complains the most. Now, do you complain as well? I ask if you have complained. No, you have never complained. Then you're better than me. Have you complained before? No. I have complained. And then some people complain secretly, so they don't admit that they complain. So the Israelites now are complaining to Moses. And he says, we could have died in Egypt. And we wanted to be slaves. But you took us out. So that we could die in front of the Red Sea. So Moses said that do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord. And then here it talked about Jehovah. In the Old Testament, you refer him to the Jehovah. Who is Christ? What is the meaning of Jehovah? The meaning of Jehovah is that God is my Lord. And God is the God of his house. And God is the God of us. And God is your God. And that's Jehovah. He says, stand by and see the salvation of the Lord. So Moses, using his staff, and then now you understand what the staff is for. And the staff is himself. And staff is a dry piece of wood. And over the 40 years in the wilderness. Now, Moses, his natural life is now dried out. So now the staff is used upside down. And this staff becomes the authority. Now, through the cross, how much of our natural life is still remaining in us? Then that's how much power we have. So God asked Moses to raise up his staff. And now the Red Sea is split open. And the Israelites walk by the sea like they're on dry land. And then the Pharaoh's army follow them, walk into the Red Sea. And they're now into the Red Sea. And then the water fell down. And swallow the whole army. And the Bible gives us these words. It says, not even one remained. And that's the song that we sang. That there needs no second fight. Because there will not be one vote remaining. And then when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. He talked about how the Red Sea is the symbol of baptism. Now this afternoon we have a baptism ceremony. It only takes a couple of seconds to be baptized. But yet I tell you that's a great thing. when they pass through this Red Sea, it means a baptism. And then when Joshua took his people through the river of Jordan,
baptism.
And here, when Moses led the Hebrews over the Red Sea, that's baptism. Now, these all three stories have different meanings. When Jonah and the flood represents Christ's death. And then Christ's death is so overcoming that it would overcome and swallow everything. When Joshua took his people through the river Jordan, he talked about how the cross could eliminate our natural life. And when Moses took the people through the Red Sea, is that God can also swallow up all the enemies. And then in Hebrew, it tells us that the cross has eliminated the power of our enemy. And then the Red Sea represents Christ's death. And through his death, no one of the Pharaoh's armies remained. All the enemies are now overcome. Now, are you baptized? Are you baptized? And then you are baptized, yet you go back and throw temper. And you are baptized into Christ's death. And then how can you let your old life resurrect it? And then the most scary thing is dead people coming back to life. So you have to be abiding in Christ's death. And after that, none of the enemies will remain. And then I tell you that it is the enemy who makes you full temper. But now I tell you the enemy has been overcome. So how about we be his testimony? How about we proclaim that our temper is now destroyed? And I tell you that all God's children have temper. But when the temper comes to you, use Christ's death. And to receive Christ's life. And the power of his death has swallowed up my temper. And this should be our testimony. I have met someone who had a hot temper. But then after he knew Christ, his temper disappeared. And he is the testimony. All the enemies. He's been swallowed and not even one remained. Yes, sometimes we get sick. And to be sick is to be attacked by the enemy. And I tell you that we have to look at Christ's death. To believe in Christ's death. And to use his death. So that he could take out the burden of sickness from us. That my sickness is now gone. I have six children. And in fact, every one of them has gone through a critical sickness in their life. And now they're all grown up. And everyone believes in the healing power of our Lord. Because each one of them is indeed a testimony. Without God's healing, they would have died. And God has given us His power. The Red Sea is a symbol of baptism. There needs no second fight. Because not even one world remained. And as children of God, let's be His testimony. And Moses has a great life. And I say that maybe it takes more than two times to talk about Moses. But then let's take our time to learn from Moses. So today, this is where we stop. So how about we sing song one more time? Psalm 25, No Blood, No Altar Now. No blood, no altar now.